Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Points. It's been a little bit here, but we figured we better talk a little Badgers because did they bust your bracket up a little bit?
That's fine by me. They can bust it all they want.
We've stuck to mostly local stuff around here lately, but this run to another Sweet 16 is something else. I think we were all hopeful that Wisconsin would make it through the first weekend or give Villanova a game, but right. Lo and behold, they beat Virginia Tech, and probably one of the most exciting games and probably the biggest upset of the tournament so far, beating Villanova in the second round on Saturday, and here we are talking about another Wisconsin Sweet 16, which we're getting pretty spoiled at this point.
We are getting spoiled. What is this, fourth one in 4 years now? Yeah. They've gone to Sweet 16, and you know, I think the NCAA selection committee has, you know, got caught the leg on their face because clearly, it doesn't just because you and I are homers and went to school there, but anybody you talk to, whether it was opposing coaches or the national media or whoever it was, said
other Big Ten coaches.
Yeah, it said for Wisconsin to be an 8 seed, you don't know what you're talking about. I think Matt Painter said it best. He said, "You think they're an 8 seed? Go play them."
And we talked about it even right after the bracket was announced that we just thought they kind of got hosed because I don't know how Minnesota got a 5 and they got an 8, but I think other people have said this too, but it really messed up the bracket in terms of Villanova even having to play them because why should the top seed in the entire tournament be playing a team that obviously went through some struggles, but at the end of the day, like, they've got a lot of the same players that took them to the Sweet 16 over the last 3 years, and they've proven that.
Two guys had started in the championship game.
It was just as unfair to Villanova as it was to Wisconsin at the end of the day.
And it's going to be interesting on Friday because I think you look at Florida as a team that very athletic, very quick, and, I don't think defense is their forte, so to speak. And it's teams like that sometimes that struggle against Wisconsin because when you force a team to play defense for 30 seconds, which Wisconsin will do with each possession, it really affects your offensive, what you do on the offensive end, because you could see it with Villanova on Sunday or Saturday that they were tired. They were dragging at times when you watched them play, especially late in that second half. You could tell that Villanova was some tired guys, and that's what happens when you don't play that style of ball like you see in the Big Ten. And I think that's, again, why the Big Ten with Purdue, Michigan, Wisconsin was vastly underrated this year, because it's just a different brand of basketball. But a lot of times that brand of basketball, it translates well into the postseason, and that's what you're seeing.
Gritty, not pretty sometimes, right?
Exactly. That's a good way to put it there.
Oh, well, I stole that from
Cole
Paskus of the Jets.
All right, okay.
But so shout out to him there.
Shout out to Cole Paskus, Madison West region. Yes.
I think the other thing when you look at the Florida matchup is we haven't seen Ethan Happ play his best basketball, in part because we haven't seen him play a lot of basketball because he's been in foul trouble so far in the tournament. And Florida had one of its big guys go down with a knee injury during the year. And I think that opens up, if he can stay on the floor, opens up Happ for a big game maybe on Friday night.
And they're going to have that because, and I think you can say kind of the same with Showalter as well, in that we haven't seen their best basketball simply because we haven't seen a lot of them. You know, Showalter got the fouls and fouled out in their first game, and then Happ got the two quick fouls in the first half against Villanova, sat out, which, again, we could
debate that, but
that's for another time. But, yeah, it worked. And even keeping Koenig out of there maybe a little bit longer than people thought, that worked out. So right now, Greg Gard,
can't really argue
with anything he's done right now. Every button he's pushed thus far has been the right one.
I think the cool thing, obviously, Koenig and Hayes have played very well. Something that, when Koenig was bugged by his injury, obviously he had took a little step back, and Hayes has been a little, at times, inconsistent, especially for some of the expectations people had with him coming back. Obviously, they've played very well, but the cool thing to me is, like, the first round game, you saw Khalil Iverson step up and have probably his best game in a Badger uniform. And then on Sunday, Vito Brown, a guy who I will admit, kind of made fun of as he was singing going in, and I said, maybe he should just keep singing more and not shooting. And then he hits three threes and has a huge game and a huge defensive play at the end. So whereas Happ and Showalter have struggled with foul trouble, they've found somebody in a role capacity that has stepped up and played a big game, and you need that during tournament time.
They do, and that's, let's face it, that's a wide-open East Regional bracket with the four teams out of there, Wisconsin, Florida, who am I missing?
South Carolina.
South Carolina and Baylor. So, you got four teams there that you know, let's face it, that's up for grabs.
Yep.
I mean, that's any four of those teams could come out of there. And for your sake and my sake and this great state of Wisconsin, I hope it's Bucky.
I have a feeling now that it will be. I just, it's kind of another why not situation at this point. I mean, none of those three teams scares me even as much as Virginia Tech, as silly as that sounds.
I know.
I thought that game was scary.
I think, and I really think, you know, I think I'd be more leery about Friday night's game than the Elite Eight game on Sunday, just because I think if it gets to that point with the experience that Wisconsin has and the fact that those guys have been through it, I think that's a big advantage, whether it's Baylor or South Carolina. I'm not saying they couldn't, you know, those two teams couldn't beat Wisconsin. They certainly could. But I think you get through Friday night, I think Wisconsin, I agree with you, I think they're in good shape to go back to the Final Four.
Which, at the beginning of the year, we wouldn't have said that was crazy because we had so many pieces back.
But right.
With the way things kind of went over the last month, that had fallen out of our view, I think.
Is there still room on the bandwagon?
I think it'll take as many.
Okay, I'll take them.
If you haven't,
come on, hop on board, everybody.
If you haven't hopped on by this point with all, you know, we've got all these records coming out with bowl games and NCAA tournament appearances and Sweet 16s, that if you haven't hopped on by now, then I don't know why. Why would you at this
point?
And
I think, you know, one thing that to keep in mind here is that Wisconsin just played three games in Madison Square Garden at the Big Ten tournament, and that's got to be an advantage. You know, shooting and background and everything else.
They're in Washington for the Big Ten tournament. Madison Square Garden next year.
Oh, next year, okay.
They did go there. Remember, they did play Rutgers there.
Okay, that's right. So they had played one game there, that's right.
They won't be shocked by the Giants setting.
Okay, so forget that analogy altogether.
But hey, what? Well, let's turn it into this. They'll now have experience there for next year when the Big Ten tournament's
exactly.
There.
Okay. That's what I meant to say. Okay, that's what I meant to say. All right. Yeah. Well, so what do you think?
I think they're going to Final Four.
All right. I'm on board with you on that.
Let's get it done Friday night, and then we'll see when they play Sunday. Friday night about 9 o'clock.
We'll
see what time that actually turns out being. But
TBS.
Should be fun. There's your Badger breakdown, and we will hopefully see you back here to talk Final Four next week.
Go Bucky.